Where I was going with these two articles was, it's obvious, if you're using Occam's Law, mm-hmm. brown people are poor.
Yes.
People want to get from dark countries to white countries. Mm-hmm. Period. You don't need to go any further. See, everybody else wants to start the scholastic arguing over angels on the point of a pen. Mm-hmm. But the simple fact is, white countries are more desirable.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
All right, that's Occam's Law. White countries are more desirable. The church, the Catholic Church, has always said that it wants, I mean, it has gotten a string of brown countries because, you know, it doesn't try to move in people. It just, it's got everything from Brazil to Mexico. All of them are poor. Mm-hmm. Every single country that has followed the doctrine that skin color doesn't matter if you're a Catholic. All these countries look alike. If you get down there, you will find mm-hmm. that there is a difference in skin color between, say, Argentina, mm-hmm. the only one they drag out. But again, it ended up being whiter, you know. Mm-hmm. Its standard of living was as high as Australia's before Peron. Mm-hmm. But the fact is, the color of the skin is the condition of the people. People in countries with brown skin want to go to white countries. Now, if you followed the golden rule, you would not be mixing races.
That's right. Yep. Golden rule.
That's Occam's Law. Golden rule and Occam's Law, yeah. Mm. And so all this arguing, as we have seen, what Occam ran into was the mm-hmm. scholastics. They'd say, oh, but, mm-hmm. you know, this thing in Aristotle says this, and this mm-hmm. thing in something else says this, and it's not that simple. And Occam said, it is that simple.
Mm-hmm.
You come up with what you see is what you get, unless you can find a really good reason why it's not. Western science is based entirely on that. Mm-hmm. What you see is what you get.
Mm-hmm. You said just then about the golden rule, Occam's Law, and when you're referring to that, you're referring to the do unto others as you have them do unto yourselves, but so what you're saying
maybe
is
the
when
silver rule is different, but.
So when they browns are wanting to come to white countries, and that, you know, the golden rule is so explain
the
that a little
Occam's
bit further.
Law and the golden rule put together is that turning white countries brown is evil.
Right.
It's not incorrect. It's evil.
And it's the opposite of the golden
rule. And the church has no morality whatsoever about future generations. See, they're stuck with the New Testament back where the Old Testament was stuck with the six-day creation. Mm-hmm. Until they can take genetics into account, their morality is useless, pointless. Mm-hmm. It's easy. It supports the church well, because it tells everybody you go to hell if you don't do what Pope says.
Yep.
But as a morality, you can't have half a morality. So that's all I'm saying. I'm sure others have said it in other ways.
It's contradictory then, right? It's like it's contradicting itself.
Well, it's just not complete. They don't want to discuss it. You can't get anybody to discuss this. That any of these things that we all know, that children who are, Occam's Law means if you see it, it's probably true. So if you see a world where the brown countries are trying desperately to get out to the white countries, Occam's Law has no problem with that at all. Everybody else does, you know. And secondly, is the thing about the golden rule, that in order to live up to the golden rule, we're going to have to get rid of what is the equivalent of a six-day creation in the Old Testament. I mean, it begins with two versions of the Old Testament, with two versions of a six-day creation. And now, 99% of Christendom wouldn't even take a look at that. Mm-hmm. But we still have a Christian morality based on the non-existence of us. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's what it's based on. Christian religion today is still based on our non-existence. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So that's pretty well the whole discussion on those points.
Our non-existence or genetics non-existence? Like,
Jesus said the world would end 1900 years before you were born.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
This sort of says you're not going to exist, right?
Mm. There is no future. I understand now, yes.
The problem people have with my stuff is it's so simple.
Well, I think it may be simple, but it's extremely complex.
Yeah, well, so was Occam's Law.
Right, I mean,
you can imagine him with all these people who made their livings wearing robes and talking to each other about, I mean, angels on the point of a pen. It's just a good example of the kind of thing they would seriously consider. Mm-hmm. They couldn't come up with, I mean, Newton and gravity, and all, they couldn't concentrate on something like that. Mm-hmm. Because you had to learn Latin and Greek and quote authorities. Mm-hmm. You know, everything had already been discovered, just had to go, you know, discover it. Mm-hmm. And they would debate the simplest things, which is scholasticism, which is pretty well what we have today. So what I'm saying is, from my point of view, the New Testament, leaving out genetics, leaving out the existence of new generations. Mm-hmm. I don't know why you have trouble with that.
Well, I think now, for me, and maybe others will get it a lot more than, and it ties together with another conversation that we've had before, but you're exactly right. When the Bible states that, the end is coming soon, then that's 1900 years ago. They're not planning for the future. There is no future preparation. As you're saying, there's no genetics.
It would be heresy for someone to predict your existence.
Mm. Yeah.
Now, you can't get more. I mean, that's sort of like the going back to the geocentric, the Earth-centered universe. You just can't do it. I mean, they can try on evolution, but nobody, except the Flat Earth Society, mentions the world that the Old Testament was built on originally.
Mm-hmm.
And it doesn't start with evolution. It starts with the world, Earth, as a son of the universe. That's Copernicus got in trouble because he said the sun was. You know, and it turned out the sun wasn't either, but the Pope denounced Copernicus and all. But what I'm saying is that the New Testament is based on the proposition that we don't exist.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Period. That's worse, a lot worse than evolution.
Mm.
At least you couldn't see, dinosaurs outside.
Yeah.
But we can see each other. The New Testament is wrong about that. So the morality has to be different.
Mm. Yes.
The morality was essentially, like I said, it ended up being like the kind of primitive heathens were supposed to be, that you took your best and sacrificed them to God. You know, they take kids and give them to the monasteries, which is really a throwback, truly a throwback.
Mm-hmm. And as you said in your article, chastising beautiful women and
That it was, I remember these movies they had about nuns, and it'd make me sick, the idea of taking, a beautiful woman and sterilizing her psychologically.
Mm-hmm.
But this was the ideal of, you know, the Catholic ideal. Mm-hmm. And an awful lot of Protestants went to those movies. So the whole idea, and it's if they're not looking at what they're saying, all of us have been in these debates. Mm-hmm. And they're thinking, this person is beautiful and intelligent, I'll be sacrificed to God. Mm-hmm. And I'm thinking, I thought we gave that up before the Bronze Age broke on us, you know.
Yeah.
But what I'm saying is, it's those periods that are so important. If you combine the law, Occam's law, mm-hmm. skin color, and the fact that we don't exist, mm-hmm. you're going to have to change the mind. It's been done before. We adjusted no problem from the Old Testament's version of six-day creation. It should be no problem, except that, you know, the church has a lot of money invested in this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. If we have to change that because there is no morality, then wouldn't that mean you'd have to get rid of that whole way of thinking?
Well, that's the way the scholastics argue that if you change that simple rule, everything is going to get hideously complicated. Nobody's more complicated than the scholastics. But now if you go to them and you say genetics, they say, well, that's hideously complicated, you know, unlike theology, which is not complicated at all. Look in the Vatican Library.
Yeah.
Just a few million volumes, you know, and it's gone. Just read over a couple of 100,000 books and understand them perfectly, and, you know, that's simple. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it'll complicate things. Mm. If you have a real morality, it always complicates things.
Wouldn't that?
What are you going to do about it? I don't know. Yeah. The same thing is brought up every day when they bring up an issue about what they call it. There's eugenics and aesthetics or something that's improving the environment.
Okay.
Heredity and the environment. Mm-hmm. But every day that's brought up. It's hideously complicated trying to decide how you help the poor. Mm-hmm. There's never been an issue more complicated than that. Mm-hmm. But we're used to it, and we got the right people are already getting paid for it, and they don't want to talk about anything that gets off of the present setup. Occam's law on race and the idea that you and I are not here. Mm-hmm. That would make Christianity can grow up to that. Mm-hmm. And there's no reason why it shouldn't. Like I say, the Old Testament has grown up to take into account that the earth is not the center of the universe. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think we can swallow a Christianity that is not quite so insane, and not so amoral as this one.
I don't know. Tolerate a Christianity that wasn't so amoral? I don't know. The whole basis of Christianity is so destructive and...
Well, see, I'm a Bible belter, so I still have my sympathies with it, but... Mm.
Absolute simple truth, though. I mean, so how it's almost like it is just.
That's where the mixing, the anti-whites come from, is that we are the best race, we should be sacrificed. That's what they're saying.
Yeah,
listen to them.
I know, yeah.
Yeah. Mm. We are that we need to be sacrificed. we look at it as self-hatred because we don't understand it. What it is the old human sacrifice principle. Mm-hmm. They keep, you know, it's all the way back to human sacrifice that we, it never occurs. Why does it never occur to anybody that diversity is only practiced on whites?
Mm-hmm.
Well, of course it's only practiced on whites. Nobody else matters.
Mm.
Really matters.
Mm.
You see what I'm talking about?
Mm-hmm.
It is so much taken for granted that they can't deal with this at all.
Mm-hmm.
But the problem here is not that we underestimated white people, but that we assume we're superior. And what happens after you assume you're superior is self-destruction,
mm-hmm.
according to this rather kind of sick version of the gospel that we have.
Mm-hmm.
Like I say, it goes with the 6 days. You don't go with the six-day creation, then, you know, we can talk about it. But this morality, this is no morality at all.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not really putting down Christianity per se. I don't know, I wouldn't, at this point, I don't know what part of it is Christianity, but I've always believed in the golden rule.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, but the Christianity presented, that's presented right now, is just evil.
Evil, that's, yeah. The golden rule, fair enough, that's just a motto to live by, you know, do unto others, do what you want to do to others as you want them to do
but
to yourself.
But when you withdraw the golden rule abruptly at some point,
when all you withdraw of, it?
Yeah.
Sorry? Yeah.
If you say, well, it applies to everything, but not genetics.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It doesn't, I mean, when you say it applies to everything but genetics, you really ought to have to explain yourself.
Mm-hmm.
But every church I've ever gone to, it never comes up.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I can guarantee it. I've experienced it myself as well. And having this conversation a couple of years ago with my mother, you know, she tells me not to focus on that. You know, Jesus is coming. You should be focused on being saved and spreading the word of Jesus. So that exact thing of how long is this going to go on? How many thousands of years are we going to say Jesus is coming? We don't need to worry about the future. Jesus is coming. So just focus on that.
Yeah, one of the Seventh-day Adventists were founded on two bases. One, that they went back to the old Sabbath, you know, Saturday.
Saturday, yeah.
Seventh-day Adventists. But the Adventist means God is coming immediately, soon.
Mm-hmm.
You know, get on the mountaintop.
Mm-hmm.
They were founded in 1863.
Any day now.
Any minute now. I mean, you would laugh your tail off at somebody who was sitting on top of a mountain saying, any minute now.
Any minute now.
But on the other hand, these people get so upset. You can't compare the Pope to somebody sitting on top of a hill.
Mm-hmm.
It's what he's doing.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, my points are usually better short. You know,
well,
we can't get anybody to debate them or discuss them.
Mm.
Like I say, this is exactly like that, like the 6 day creation. It's something that we're going to have to get rid of.
Mm-hmm.
That morality stops at future generations.
Yeah. Only you see these.
That's right.
And it will take time to start understanding.
It'll take a lot of time. It may never work, but all I'm saying is I'm writing articles, planning ideas, what you do with them.
Mm.
I mean, I've worked my butt off to make bugsers out of these people. Mm-hmm. What they do with the ideas, they're out there practicing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I refuse to have any more to do with that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they know what works and what doesn't work.
Mm-hmm. Well, that is exactly right. And seeing the team out there and using the stuff that we are writing about, or you write about on bugs, you know, that anti-white thugs scream racist, you know, when they're trying to silence white, when they can't use violence to silence whites. Well, It's fantastic to see everyone getting out there and trying it actually in the field.
Because it's so true.
It is. It is. And they run from it. It
you
is.
You have to get on top. You know, it's hard to fight for something that's really obviously true.
Mm. Yep.
Because people have. All they can think is, you must be evil.
Mm. Oh, that's what I constantly
You know, where'd you come from?
Yeah.
You know, where's this sulfurous cloud, sulfur cloud that you came from? Because,
There are some seriously vile anti-whites out there that it's amazing to see that somebody just opposing their genocide or wanting to have a conversation on it, how they will go on the attack and absolutely just...
I've noticed.
Oh, it's terrible.
60 years, yes, I've noticed.
I'm telling you.
But, yeah, it's extremely hard to know where to start. But the way to start is to start.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Yeah.
Because they still say, I noticed, same thing with that sign.
Mm-hmm.
And somebody wrote in and said, white people steal countries.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's the same. I mean, they haven't come up with one
new
thing.
Yeah.
And when it comes to, I think that if you don't realize, you can look at countries. If you don't realize something, you're not committing a sin. But once you do, once you see it, it becomes sinful. You see, that's the Christian problem with this. They don't want... brown people are trying to get white countries, therefore, ignoring genetics is evil.
Mm-hmm.
Period. And I don't think a priest is going to give you any breaks in the morality he has. You know, they don't give you a whole lot of breaks like this. They say, you know, if you stole it, give it back now.
Mm.
Yeah.
That's another brilliant one.
And all of a sudden, when it comes to genetics, they say, oh, that's complicated. It's not in the Bible, you know.